You don't remember any other, you know, customs that might be observed throughout the year now? Say, May Day, would there be a particular custom on that day?
Well, some wouldn't let anything be taken out of the house. Maybe, you know, you wouldn't be let light your pipe or a cigarette.
Yeah.
In the house and go smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you let it, you'd stay there and you'd have your smoke out of it.
Yeah.
Them was all old. Well, we used to call them in our days, we used to call them pisseros.
Right.
I don't know what's the right thing. That was superstition.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, superstition, observances of omens and actions of very simple. The same as theatrical representations and other amusements in which sacred things are ridiculed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what made sense in those days. Go on.
No, that's nearly about all I know about doing things now.
Yeah. What about, Bonfire Night? You don't remember any significance?
Oh, I put in the 23rd of June with the big bonfire and the 29th with the old bonfire.
Yeah.
There was two bonfires. Father Pat McTay, when he'd be home from college, he'd have us for weeks cutting winds and all the hills around and gathering them to a special place for this bonfire, the 23rd, and he'd be there along with us himself.
Yeah.
He was a great character.
Yeah.
He'd be a granduncle now of Joby McTague and James's.
Yeah.
He died up in California. Right. He was in Dublin to claim the mansion house was burned.
Is that right? Yeah.
He was in Old Hollis College,
mm-hmm.
studying for the priesthood.
Mm.
And I mean, there was a bonfire up there and everything was pepper and dry and there was shots of flames going with years up in the sky.
Yeah.
Oh boy, he says, I didn't see such a fire, he says, since the day of the mansion house was burned. So we knew nothing about mansion houses being burned. We were only a crowd of wild goslings.
Yeah.